Enter now the next room, where you will find on the other side of the first small brown wall a faintly depicted map entitled Unhistory, whitewashed in the Florida sun. On ledger paper, this artist, Meg Mitchell, has depicted a map of St. Augustine and the Matanzas Bay. St. Augustine is partially surrounded by water, a physical feature of the landscape that would have served as another imprisoning factor for the Fort Marion prisoners. Mitchell is a native of Florida and wanted to confront her own ignorance and the ignorance of many others who lived in her state through this work. She shows this map not as visually clear, but as partially shrouded, as if behind a thin veil. In this way, the artist draws attention to the idea of the history of her city being shrouded in mystery, not discussed very openly, but kept behind a screen and intentionally obscured. By depicting St. Augustine itself, the artist draws attention to the city's historical complacency in a period of systemic oppression and state-sponsored violence. The citizens of St. Augustine, by supporting the fort and Pratt's undertaking, or by saying nothing at all, effectively sanctioned the cultural genocide that took place within the walls of their city, and are therefore partially responsible for the results.